Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Somebody just sent me a text and said, Lisa, moths have antennae that look like feathers, whereas butterflies have straight antennae. Antennae look like a TV antenna. That's how you tell them apart. Lantern flies have very short, pointy antennae. They're not moths. Scott, I think that you can lead me down the right path on all of this. This is Scott Shermer. He's an insect expert with the Illinois Department of Agriculture and the Illinois list of most wanted bugs, the deadliest, the ones we need to kill at the top. Is it the lantern fly?
Well, the lantern fly's up there, and let me correct you real quickly and say that it's the least wanted, not most wanted. So
right.
Least wanted in the sense that we don't want it here. But yeah, the way to look at this one is that it's a little confusing as a misnomer. So when you think lantern fly, it does kind of look like a moth. You think fly, but it's actually a plant hopper. So it's neither a moth nor a fly, but technically it's an invasive plant hopper.
Yeah, and you know, when I looked up the image, I've seen this before because I noticed the big red spots on the lower wings, on the lower part, but you don't really recognize it unless they are flying. So is it unusual to see them in Illinois, or are they just really starting to...
At this point, we haven't confirmed them in Illinois yet, so we're getting calls like crazy this time of year. There's been some media attention out east, so we've actually been getting some calls from New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey as well. But a lot of calls from Illinois have been what we would consider lookalikes, box elder bugs, things with that reddish color, but we have yet to confirm a spotted lanternfly here in Illinois.
Scott Shermer is an insect expert, and if you see a lanternfly, you're supposed to squish it. So it's damaging crops, I would imagine.
Yeah, as we learn more about this bug, it's starting to narrow down what the target host plants are. So at this point, the major concerns are going to be grapes and hops. There is some evidence that they feed on other hardwood and woody species. There's a list of about 70 in total, but the major damage seems to be surrounding grapes and hops.
And where did they come from?
They are from China, originally in the United States. They were first found back in 2014 in Pennsylvania, and they've been kind of radiating out from Pennsylvania and working their way west toward us. Most recently confirmed in Indiana and Michigan.
And do they excrete some kind of weird substance?
So, yeah, well, a lot of the problem with these insects is, when they're in mass, and in general, you know, what goes in has to come out. And, whether that's solid waste, like something from spongy moth or gypsy moth, or in this case, it's honeydew. And so that honeydew is a very sweet and sticky substance that basically falls down toward the base of trees and base of plants that they're feeding on. And in turn, it creates a sooty mold and attracts other insects, potentially stinging insects like wasps and bees. So that's one of the major concerns surrounding this, is that sooty mold and just the kind of mess that they create because there's so many of them.
I know you're with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. This is Scott Shermer, an insect expert. What other bugs should we squish when we see?
Well, we have a handful that we actually have an eye out for, and on that least wanted list, probably things like Asian longhorn beetle, the spongy moth. Another one that's getting a lot of attention these days that I don't necessarily want to encourage people to squish is the murder hornet, or the insect formerly known as murder hornet. But what we encourage is that anybody that sees something that doesn't seem to fit in, that they don't recognize, at least take a picture of it and send it to us. Check in with your local extension office. We want to try and get these things detected early on so that we do have a chance to respond rapidly and potentially either eradicate them or do some kind of control measure early on before they become a major problem.
The insect formerly known as murder hornet, did we give it a new name?
Yeah. It's the giant northern hornet now, I believe.
I'm telling you, what, when you use the term murder hornet, people pay more attention. I think that was the purpose of, and we don't have them in Illinois, do we?
I know. Yeah, no, that definitely gets people's attention, and that's kind of what we want. But there's a big move for sensitivity and things like that these days. So they've been changing a lot of names, not necessarily for the better, in my opinion, but it is what it is. But no, we don't have murder hornets here in Illinois. We've gotten a lot of calls. There are some lookalikes as well. But that has not been confirmed, and I think that one's far less likely to actually be detected and confirmed here than is spotted lanternfly.
Everybody seems to rely on Dawn detergent to get rid of those Japanese beetles, and is that a good go-to?
I don't necessarily think so. I mean, each situation is going to have its own set of parameters that I think need to be considered, whether you're going to use a chemical control or a cultural or a biological. Dawn dish soap is kind of one of those old tricks that you can probably get away with for a little bit, but definitely in the long run, it's not going to be recommended for any kind of very effective or very long-term control on a pest, yeah.
And we lost a crabapple tree this year. I mean, there is not one leaf left to what I call Japanese beetles. That's an invasive species. Are we ever going to get rid of those things?
I don't know. I think those are one of those bugs that we're going to kind of have to learn to live with if we haven't already. You know, usually they're not lethal to the plants. I mean, that tree may come back next year. They aggressively defoliate, and depending upon when that happens, the tree may be able to recover, but there's actually some promising control with that. It's actually a biological control that's just getting introduced now, so we'll have to see how that turns out. But, you know, these bugs, they continue to kind of test our abilities to keep up with them, and recently USDA here in Illinois and throughout the country has been working on a biological control for Japanese beetle that's looking very promising. So keep your fingers crossed, and hopefully that tree hangs on.
That's good news. Thank you for joining us. You're very interesting. I hope you'll come back again.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
Scott Shermer, insect expert with the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Coming up, we're going to talk about Sundays on State. Have you checked it out yet? Maybe it's time. And Bill Snyder, our meteorologist, our friend from WGN-TV, will update us on the weather. Lauren has your news next on 720 WGN.